get behind the line of scrimmage. The ref caught him, and he was trying to show, no, I wasn't. But he was downfield illegally.
A for effort. From the 40-yard line of Purdue, first down and 15. Slot left, slot right. Smock to be the running back. Hard looking to throw. Here's Jaheim Thomas, backside, knocked the ball out. He gets the sack. Purdue keeps it. Oh, Jaheim Thomas coming in clean to the quarterback. And they'll mark it at the 34-yard line of Purdue. It's now second down and 21.
Yeah, that was, I think, Leon Lowry rocked inside, and Thomas just shot from the backside, from the linebacker spot, and there was nobody to pick him up. He looped right through, a clean shot on the quarterback. Purdue very fortunate that that wasn't a strike.
Yeah, that was out, but Card was able to gather it immediately. The clock is at 5. Second down and long. Card fakes the handoff to Mockaby, drifting to his right. Under more pressure, he'll pull it down and run. 35, slanting left to the 40, 45, and forced out of bounds by John Pius. They'll mark at the 47 in Purdue territory, where it's now third down and 8.
Yeah, good job there of just kind of forcing Card. Never got comfortable in the pocket. We've seen a few times he has. This time he's running. Everybody's chasing, forcing him to kind of not be able to keep his eyes down the field. Turn into a runner, setting up a third and 9 here to try to get off the field.
Purdue 1 of 7 on third down here today. The receiver's right, one on the left. Card back to throw. Badgers sending 4. Card with some time now, running out of time. Spins off to his right and gets outside of Cheney. Buys some more time. Card backpedals. Chased again by Cheney. Moves up, throws it away. Incomplete. That play started yesterday. Ooh, and it just ended.
Are you exhausted trying to explain what the heck just happened there? But everybody's tapping their head. Wisconsin, it's a fourth down. Great job getting off the field. Give Card credit. He continued to avoid, and he got outside of the pocket. Then he got back inside, kept his eyes down the field, but great coverage by Wisconsin forcing this punt. But that was a long, drawn-out play. And Wisconsin just kept hanging in there, getting off the field.
Vinny Anthony.
Big Cheney is gassed.
Yeah, that took a while. Vinny Anthony deep at the 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Purdue 45. 5.5 minutes gone, third quarter. His credit with the pick, and that may have been tipped. It hits inside the 20 of Wisconsin. This is going to work for Purdue. Inside the 10, inside the 5. Breedlove will down it inside the 5-yard line. It was a Badger who got a hand on it, but it worked out well for the Boilermakers to the tune of a 51-yard punt.
Yeah, low snap. Yeah. Owen Arnett got in there and got a hand on it.
Yes, he sure did.
Turned out great for Purdue, though.
And we'll go ahead and take a break. Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 9:21 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Purdue 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and marine antifreeze. Its burst-proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon today at Menards. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Today's game is brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn, and FSI Soy Soybeans, and Wisconsin Pork Association. 9:21 left third quarter, 28-6, Wisconsin leads Purdue. Badgers starting at their 2-yard line.
A little tease up on the Jumbotron, Matt. A little concert, some live music coming back to Camp Randall. It's got to be Yacht Rock, I would think, that's going to be coming back just for you.
we're going to find out Tuesday what's coming here. A Yacht Rock comment coming up. Here's the handoff to Tawee Walker. Hits it up the left side. Gets about 3 up to the 5-yard line. I've heard the commercials. One of our partners, folks at Ho-Chunk, and you got Ambrosia. Yeah, Yacht Rock coming in, huh?
And I know you got that Rutgers game scheduled early next week, so you can get back in time. That'll be a fantastic weekend for you.
Well, holding on to yesterday, Tausch. That's all I'm saying. If you know you're Ambrosia, you get what I'm saying. On second down, the handoff to Tawee Walker over the left side, and he'll get a couple of yards. That's about it. Sheeta Silla, 60-year senior, transfer from Boston College. On the tackle for the Boilermakers, and the ball's at the 8-yard line of Wisconsin. It's third down and 4.
Yeah, I'm noticing Purdue in this half is really, they're dedicating more people down, and especially on the backside. Wisconsin hurt them with some of their backside run, cutting the football back, so they're bringing that in. That leaves you the bootlegs. It gets your quarterback outside the pocket. You're selling out a lot more to stop that run. That does open up some things on the perimeter in the pass game.
Darian Dupree in the backfield. He can run it. He can catch it. The snap back, the lock pressure. Throwing, caught by Williams, gets the first down. Thieneman on the tackle at the 14-yard line. And a Boilermaker slow to get up. Jeffrey Imba, he is still down in the end zone. They were trying to heat up Braden Locke. Braden got rid of it. Just in time, Will Held came crashing down on him, and then Imba, kind of the third man in there, and a bit awkwardly.
Yeah, I think that ball got snapped early, and actually, I believe that's Kevin Haywood out there at left tackle.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, the ball got snapped early. I don't know if Jack is coming back, I think. I don't know if a shoe or something, but Haywood's out there. I think the ball got snapped. You saw Braden kind of put his hands up quick. I think it got snapped early, and he took a shot in
really
the end
did.
Zone.
We will take a break with 7:53 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Purdue 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. Jeffrey Imba able to walk his way over to the Purdue sideline. Badgers get a fresh set of downs at their 13-yard line, leading Purdue 28-6, 7:53 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I can't tell you. That was a violent hit that Braden Locke took it again. I think it was maybe an early snap, or Haywood, who was in at left tackle. He's still in, by the way. He took a shot, and to stand in there and deliver it and pick up that first down, that was a big-time play. And I hope, I know we were looking at Purdue's guy. Braden took a really good shot on that, stood in the pocket, but delivered the throw and picked up that first down.
By the way, I don't think there was a Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent visit from Jack Nelson, but you mentioned Haywood, the freshman out of Pennsylvania. Patrick, what do you have?
No, definitely not. In fact, he was in the huddle there during that timeout. I'll have to find out what more is going on.
First down, the handoff, Darian Dupree over the left side of the line, across the 15-yard line, drives his way up to the 17. No hole there, so he just slammed himself into the pile and got 4 yards out of it, second and six.
Well, it could just be you're trying to get some experience. Listen, they are very high on a lot of young offensive linemen, and Haywood is right there in that mix, and you're up 22 points, getting some good work in. You got Dupree in the backfield. Start working some of that young talent.
There is no injury to Jack as the snap goes to Locke. Shuffles off to his right, winds it up, lets it rip. That's caught by C.J. Williams across the 40, up to the 45-yard line. Locke to C.J. Williams, first down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, great job again up front, and really love Braden Locke's awareness to kind of avoid the rush while he's keeping his eyes down the field. His footwork was really good there, found that big hole.
Here's the handoff to Arian Dupree, and he is spilled behind the line of scrimmage. Dylan Thieneman. Safety up to make the tackle, a loss of three, back to the Wisconsin 42-yard line, second and 13.
Forgot how quick this tempo is. I got to make sure I get my butt moving, too. And that's something rare today, that we've saw a lost yardage run. Dupree was, you know, got a three-yard loss there. We've seen a lot of really good domination up front, and that's one of the big signs of that is non-lost yardage plays. That might be the first or second of the day.
6:25 left third quarter, 28-6 Wisconsin. Three receivers left, C.J. Williams out to the right. Three to the left of the quarterback, and penalty markers fly. Pre-snap movement.
Our penalty, second down.
They got Darian Dupree there, so it's now second down and 18 for the Badgers at their 37-yard line.
There's nothing those D-linemen know like more than pointing out people flinching and moving. They love it. Look at that right defensive tackle he's showing. I thought it was on runner, and ended up getting Dupree.
It's always those defensive guys stirring it up, right?
Well, it's always something with those guys.
Three receivers left, two on the right. Blitz coming. Lock, quick throw. That's caught by Dupree at the 40-yard line. Almost spun free. He goes down at the 42. He very nearly was able to spin out of there. Instead, it's a third down and 13 for the Badgers at their 42-yard line.
Yeah, I love the awareness there by Locke. Purdue came all out. They brought everybody and got rid of it, and he almost split the defenders and the ball. He's dribbling it almost. Ball ended up on the turf. It was unable to break through that ankle tackle. If he did, he was gone.
Tawee Walker in at running back now. Three receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right. Third and 13 for the Badgers. Their own 42-yard line. Locke surveys the Boilermakers defense. He gets the snap from Jake Renfro, and just as that happens, a timeout is taken by Purdue. Second charge timeout for the Boilermakers already. 5 minutes and 14 seconds left in the third quarter. 28-6, Wisconsin leading the Boilermakers. Go ahead. Looks like it can take a full timeout. We will. So we will step away. 28-6 Wisconsin. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of FLAAS tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Purdue 6. Boilermakers burning their second timeout. The Badgers have a third and 13 at their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, and you love to see that when you have a big lead and your opponent is kind of burning through timeouts. And especially in this situation, third and 13, obviously, they didn't feel comfortable with something. And right at the end of that play clock, they decide to use their second timeout.
Darian Dupree, the running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. Lock gets the snap. Purdue bringing four. Braden Lutz throws left seam, and the catch is made by Darian Dupree. Rolls to the turf near the 40-yard line of Purdue. Good ball, good catch as the Badgers convert on third and 13. Down to the Boilermakers 40.
That was impressive. He started out in the backfield, a little angle route. Beautiful throw.
Quickly back on the ball. Lock lines it up. Flag down. Deep shot left side. It is incomplete. A flag down there as well. Pass intended for Quincy Burroughs. Nyland Green on the coverage. So you got two penalty markers, one near the line of scrimmage and one on the defensive back for Purdue. Officials getting it sorted out.
Saw the little offset deal, but I don't know. There's obviously pass interference on the first one, or on the second flag. First one, you felt like they had too many men on the field, and almost felt like a free play vibe that Locke felt like. And it looks like the ball is moving.
Yeah.
It's going to be both on Purdue.
There are two fouls by the defense. Offside defense number 17, that penalty is declined. Pass interference defense number 2, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So here you go, first and 10 for the Badgers at the 25-yard line of Purdue with 4:48 left in the third quarter, 28-6, Wisconsin. Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Benny Anthony wide right. Kekahuna slot on the right side. Dupree is the running back. Another scoring opportunity here for Braden Locke in this Wisconsin offense. Locke takes the handoff. Looking, throws right side deep. Wants Kekahuna. Rolling catch made. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Penalty marker down. Kekahuna fights through it. And the Badgers are in again.
Yeah, that's going to be a PI on Purdue, and just a great job. A lock with a really good throw. Only Trek could come down with it, and then he was able to fight through, and Kekahuna kept his hands down, pulled him up late, was able to pluck the football for a beautiful throw and catch, and another explosive play by this wide receiving group.
Have a day, Trek Kekahuna. His seventh reception this afternoon and his second touchdown catch is Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. Gavin Myers puts it down and the kick is good. We'll keep it here with 4:42 left of the third quarter. 35-6, Wisconsin leading Purdue. That Ford scoring drive, 9 plays, 98 yards, took 4 minutes, 39 seconds. More big plays here for the Badgers, Patrick.
Yeah, you know, through the first few games, Wisconsin and fans were kind of yearning for those explosive plays. That was another one there. But even before that, Wisconsin has had 250-yard or more touchdown passes today. You have to go back a long way to find the last time they did that. 2013, to be exact. The last time they did it in a Big Ten game was 2012 when Joel Stave hit James White and Jared Everett-Darris. So when you're talking about explosive plays, we started to see it a little bit last week at USC, and maybe this is a little more what they have envisioned this offense can be, this dynamic.
Looking sharp, Braden Locke, 16 of 25, 292 yards, three touchdown passes. Gavin Lobb runs up, and the kick is away, and this will hit halfway into the end zone for the touchback, and the Boilers will begin at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, but that was a great play and a great throw, great catch by Kekahuna, but I just think back to the third down conversion where Braden Locke got drilled in the end zone, and they picked up that first down to keep the drive going, and then a little angle route from our tailback, from our young tailback, Dupree, and an absolute dot. That was a really well executed. That might be my favorite drive of the year so far that we've seen from Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was pretty. Some playmakers at work. Reggie Love, the running back for the Boilermakers. They move right to left as we see it in the third quarter. Hudson Card will give it to Love over the left side across the 25-yard line. Up across the 30 and taken down there by Leon Lowry at the 30-yard line on a gain of five. 35-6 Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes left in quarter number three. Dave McDonald, Dylan Johnson, the D lineman for Wisconsin. Along with Darryl Peterson, the outside linebackers, Allegro and Tackett Curtis, the inside backers. Card throwing, right side. Adrea can't make the play. The 45-yard line of the far side. He was available. R.J. Delancey lost his footing there, but the pass a little bit wide. And it's third and five for the Boilermakers, their own 30.
Yeah, just, again, you have to see the big arm there. You're going from far hash to the boundary and put it up there. Delancey kind of slipped a little bit. Would have been an easy, but he sailed it just a little bit high.
Purdue, one out of eight on third down.
A little different than last week.
Boy, no kidding. USC was electric. In those situations, Miller Moss and company. There's the snap back to Card. Pressure from Allegro. They pick it up. A throw left side. Tibbs broken up. Incomplete. Xavier Lucas with the work defensively. Nice job by the true freshman corner.
Yeah, Allegro just shot his gun. Saw the opening in the between the left guard and the center. Came from linebacker depth. Got a hand in there to make that throw a little bit more difficult. And then really good coverage. To get another opportunity here to keep adding to this big lead.
Yeah, Reggie Love, the running back, did a good job of at least keeping his quarterback upright with the body on Allegro. Vinny Anthony is deep. Crimmins on the punt. And the kick is away, and it'll be Vinny waiting for it. And he muffed it at the 20, and he'll dive on it at the 22-yard line.
Hey, anytime there's a punt going this way, let's just let it go. I think that might be what we need to start doing.
Wow. Well, it's an adventure. 50 yards on the punts. And the Badgers start at their 22. First and 10 with 3:53 left of the third quarter. 35-6, Wisconsin leading Purdue.
And obviously that sun is definitely a factor. We saw it with Purdue twice. One time they were able to recover it. One time Wisconsin really kind of got this ball rolling with Wisconsin being able to score right after that. And now we put one on the ground. It's obviously something that really gives punt returners a lot of problems.
Cade Iacomelli in at running back now for the Badgers. 22 of Wisconsin. Locke will give it to Iacomelli off the left side, looking for a cutback alley. Nothing there. Wrapped up by first Cole Brevard. And then D'Amico Kennedy on the defensive line. No gain of the play. Second down and 10 for Wisconsin at its own 22.
Yeah, Purdue is going to obviously sell out here. And that was just a stretch play to the left. Not a ton of movement. Purdue had a lot of bodies there, and Iacomelli was not able to get started.
Cade stays in there. Darian Dupree joins him in the Badgers' backfield. Slot to the right on second down and 10. Locke gets the snap. Back to throw. Pressure. Throws over the middle. Caught by Iacobelli. 35-yard line and a violent collision with Dylan Thieneman. A first down on a gain of 16. Make it 17 to the 39-yard line, beg your pardon, of Wisconsin.
Yeah, really similar route to what we saw Dupree run, just to the opposite hash. And you're getting that running back out on their linebacker, and it's a matchup that Wisconsin really likes. And another really good throw, good catch, and another and a big hit by Purdue. Big first down.
Get locked to 309 passing yards in this game. 2:40 left, third quarter, first and 10, Wisconsin. The Badgers 39-yard line. Locke will get it to Dupree off the right side across the 40-yard line and up to about the 41. And it's Kennedy again on the defensive line, a freshman out of Lexington, Kentucky. Gain of 2, second and 8 for the Badgers at their own 41.
Not a lot of room. Again, I think Purdue is now to the point where they're just going to continue to bring bodies down in the box and make it very difficult. There's an adjustment they made on that backside of a lot of stuff. They're bringing guys down, and at this point, I think Wisconsin's content 2-3 yards.
Second down and 8, and pulling it back as Locke throws over the middle, and that's caught by Riley Nowakowski. He is chopped down in Purdue territory by Joseph Jefferson at the 44-yard line of the Boilers, first and 10.
Yeah, good run action, good play action fake. Got those linebackers to suck up, and that put Nowakowski with a nice, clean, free release, and another good throw. Braden Locke has been really sharp here in the second half.
Oh, no kidding. He's in some kind of rhythm. A minute and a half left in the third quarter, 35-6 Wisconsin. Three the running back, three receivers right, one on the left. Locke throwing right side, caught by Vinny Anthony, gets a block. He's inside the 40 along the numbers, 35-yard line. Vinny Anthony inside, down to the 30-yard line of Purdue. And 14 more and a first down for Wisconsin.
Well, C.J. Williams made that play. Just a quick out, get the ball out of your hands. And C.J. Williams did a great job of securing the perimeter that allowed Anthony to cut it up and pick up the first down.
Burroughs, Nowakowski, and Anthony wide to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Darian Dupree, the running back from the Purdue 30-yard line. First and 10. Lock is it to Dupree. Bagel up the middle, 25 to the 20-yard line. Darian Dupree down to the 17. Joseph Jefferson on the tackle. 13 more. As the Badgers now into the Case IH red zone, visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Really good job by everybody involved, but Runner with a pull and a kick out. And then you saw Dupree just take the, see the hole, foot down, and got vertical. Nice 13-yard pickup.
A Boilermaker shaken up. The play is halted with 41 seconds left in the third quarter. 35-6 Wisconsin. The Badgers have a first and 10 at the Boilermakers 17-yard line. And a lot of space, but you've got a little idea there of the burst that Darian Dupree has on that last run.
Yeah, and this is the great part about games like this. And Wisconsin has not had an opportunity. You've seen Dupree a little bit, but you get a lead, you're up, what's the math on this, 29, is that right? You're up 29 in the third quarter. This is a great opportunity to start getting some younger. We've already seen Haywood get in there over at left tackle. You're seeing more young players getting these opportunities, and that's where you start building confidence in these roles, especially there's some injuries at the wide receiver position. You really want to see that confidence build as the season keeps going.
First and 10 from the 17 of Purdue as we resume play. Three receivers left, one on the right. Dupree, the running back. He'll shift to the right of Braden Locke, who gets the snap, looking to throw. Pressure coming. Locke throws right side and throws it away. Incomplete as the Boilermakers zeroing in on the Badgers quarterback. And Braden wisely just throws it away. Second and 10 at the Purdue 17-yard line.
Well, they went back to the well. They had Dupree was going to run that same little angle route that you saw. He bluffed the defensive end. The defensive end just kept coming, came unblocked, pressure in his face, and they actually had two Purdue Boilermakers covering that little angle route that Wisconsin has been successful on a few times with their running back.
Second down, and the snap to Locke, fakes the handoff, shuffles left, throws, and it's dropped by Anthony at the 12-yard line. Not a perfect pass, but certainly a catchable one. And it's now third down and 10 from the Purdue 17-yard line.
Yeah, Dan, I would like to see Braden force the issue a little bit. Their defensive ends, I've been telling you all half, have been crashing down outside, and that is available to really let that play develop. He had, there was nobody out on the perimeter. Get out there, that there's all kinds of space for you to even add more pressure to what Purdue is doing, because you can then run, pick up 10 yards, or you can force that coverage to come up, and that would open up a little bit bigger play.
Judge got Kahuna back in there, one of three receivers to the left. Lock turns, gives it to Walker inside the 15. Walker to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Wisconsin! Tawee Walker ripping through the defense and scores from 17 yards away as the Badgers putting their foot down here in Madison this afternoon.
Yeah, love that finish. That was a, looked like an 8 or 9 yard run, but Tawee just kept moving his feet and looked like Kevin Haywood pulled from his left tackle position and got on that linebacker. Really well executed play. Great finish by Walker to finish that drive off.
And Nathaniel Vakos on for another PAT. And the kick is away, and it is good. We'll keep it here. 12 seconds left in the third quarter, 42-6. Wisconsin leads Purdue. That forward scoring drive, 9 plays, 78 yards, took 3 minutes, 41 seconds. It's Tawee Walker with his third rushing touchdown this afternoon.
Yeah, he's having a day, and I think one of the things you heard in the beginning of the week is we have to start kind of narrowing that running back field, get guys opportunities to get lathered or to get comfortable, and I think it's fair to say Tawee's pretty comfortable today. 19 for 94 with 3 tutters, and you sensed that was going to be his kind of day. And I didn't use the term this week, get right game, because Purdue's obviously struggling, but I just felt like it wasn't a fair assessment of where both teams are at. But this has been a get right game for Wisconsin. A lot of the things that we've wanted to see, Wisconsin has delivered this afternoon.
Yeah, and as the last couple of decades have told us, this is just a dominant series here in Wisconsin's favor. As Gavin Lahm kicks off, and this will be taken at the goal line, right side to the 5, to the 10. Elijah Jackson breaking left to the 15-yard line. There's Chris Brooks again turning in some work on the kick coverage unit. He'll make the tackle at the 15-yard line. The Badgers have beaten Purdue 17 straight times, including 8 in a row at Camp Randall. And in those 8 games, the Badgers have averaged 36.5 points per game. So the offensive troubles, being what they have been in recent years, not so much against Purdue.
No, it has been. And, you know, you look at it, your quarterback is thrown for 338 yards. You got 118 yards on the ground. And we're not even to jump around yet.
But we're close. We're at Buttercup right now.
It is Buttercup.
Yeah, there you go. And first down handoff, Devin Mockerby off the right side, turns the corner, 20, 25-yard line, and up to about the 27 or 28. Hunter Waller getting over there for Wisconsin, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Getting real close to jump around now. Badger football brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. At the end of 3, Wisconsin 42, Purdue 6. The fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
We're out at Camp Randall Stadium. Good when the opposing players aren't doing it. It's been going well for the home team this afternoon. 42-6, Wisconsin leads Purdue as we begin quarter number four.
Been a while since we've had a scenario like this where it's been game in hand.
27-yard line, Purdue territory. Elijah Jackson starts in motion. They'll pop pass it to him, running left. Got away from Cheeks, but not Curtis, who just pounds him to the turf at the line of scrimmage. Tackett Curtis busting over there to get to Elijah Jackson.
Yeah, great effort there. Just really good pursuit to the football. They're trying to go sideline to sideline. You run with them, and then you bring the wood. That was a very physical play there by Curtis.
Turned into a loss of one to the 26 of the Boilermakers. Second down and 11. Devin Mockaby is the running back. Cam Brown, slot on the right side. Snap back to Card. Badger sending four. Card looking, steps up, checks it down. That's caught by Mockaby, and a collision created by Xavier Lucas, the 6'2 true freshman cornerback. It's Mockaby to the turf at the 30-yard line. Gain of four. It's third down and seven.
Yeah, pretty good protection. What I love there is you keep everything in front of you, and you have a big lead. Keep things in front of you. Rally to the football. Get guys down on the ground with a little bit of authority. Wisconsin did that.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Mockaby to the right of the quarterback. Hudson Card takes his snap. Back to throw against a four-man rush. Deep shot down the middle. It is incomplete. Intended for Brown. Lofi on the coverage. There's a penalty marker in the Purdue backfield. And here's the call.
Personal foul, illegal chop block, offense number 77 and number 45. The penalties decline. It's fourth down.
Dangerous play, those chop blocks. So the Boilermakers will be punting a minute 15 into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and a lot of times what you see with that is you slide a protection and you have an offensive lineman kind of put a hand up, and the running back or a tight end will come in and try and chop the guy down to get, you know, an easy, quick throw out as fourth and seven. And, you know, unfortunately, that's a dangerous play that I know college football and the professional game is trying to get rid of.
So Crimmins on the punt yet again. A snap back to him, and the kick is away, and this is going to sail out of bounds. He shanked this one. Let's see how far up the line they go.
Keep on walking. I think he threw it. He stopped a little early there.
They'll put it at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin, just a 30-yard punt. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork during Porktober and all year long. Visit WPPA.org. 13:39 remaining. We'll take a break. Wisconsin 42, Purdue 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Did you check out that last throw to the break I had?
I did. I loved it.
You liked it? Just a little plug for basketball.
Yeah, I think you were doing that. I'm assuming we're going to go to hockey next.
Yeah, and then, exactly.
I don't know, softball getting started pretty soon?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hoops practices underway. I got basketball on my mind, but last time I checked, this is Badger football right now. 13:39 remaining, 42-6. Wisconsin leading Purdue. Yeah, they had their media days for basketball this week in Chicago. The Badgers.
12th pick.
That's perfect.
I love that.
That's perfect.
And first and 10, lock, rolling, throwing. JT Seagreaves the catch. 45-50 along the sideline into Purdue territory. Down to the 39-yard line of the Boilermakers. So JT Seagreaves, man out of Monroe, Wisconsin, getting in on the act. First and 10 for the Badgers.
Yeah, and that's going to be there. That is what Purdue is doing in this second half. They're leaving those edges because they're selling out to stop the run. And tight end, you can get people, whoever it's going to be, you just leak them out late, bootleg it out, and it's there all afternoon.
Great block, continuing to mount those numbers. 300 yards plus. Joel Stave had such an effort against Purdue. It was 9 years ago. First down, handoff, Iacomelli, nowhere to go. He gets nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Cole Brevard still in there working hard. Senior out of Carmel, Indiana, former Penn State Nittany Lion. Loss of a couple to the 41 of the Boilermakers, second down and 12.
Yeah, it looks like I'm trying to look at the offense. We've had Haywood in there. It looks like Ben Shaw's in at right guard, but I think the others are still your starters as we're 12 and a half minutes in here to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, runner left guard, Renfro to center. Riley Malman remains in there at right tackle. Jackson would go in there, slot to the left, as Locke will get it to Iacomelli. Makes one man miss across the 40-yard line and dragged down by Jeffrey Imba at the 37 of Purdue. And the Badgers have a third, make it the 38 of Purdue, make it third down and 9.
Really athletic play there by their nose of being able to get off, because Iacomelli did a nice job of kind of pushing it to that front right side, did a quick cutback, and if he doesn't get tackled here, he still has a lot of space to go. Pretty athletic play by a defensive lineman.
Two receivers right, Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Lock takes, gives it to Iacomelli, has a burst up the middle, inside the 35, down to the 30, and close to the 29. Close to the line to gain here. Let's see where they spot it. Now they'll check it back to the 30-yard line. It's fourth down and 1. 11:25 remaining, 42-6 Wisconsin. Badgers going forward here, just trying to keep possession of the ball and burn off some more time. C.J. Williams wide to the right, Burroughs to the left, going wing right, Seagreaves wing left. Shotgun for a little pistol formation. Locke gives it to Iacomelli, gets the first down, inside the 25, he's gone, 10-5, touchdown Wisconsin. Paige Iacomelli, a 30-yard scoring run, make it 48-6, Wisconsin.
Well, so much for short yardage troubles. That was a case, again, you blocked up the line of scrimmage, you got it done, and once you get past that first initial wave, Iacomelli kept his feet moving, was able to squirt out and put another dagger on top of another dagger in this Purdue Boilermaker football team.
Multiple daggers.
Big-time daggers.
48-6, Wisconsin. As Nathaniel Vakos out for yet another PAT. He's in the air, and And it is good. Today's game is brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn, and FS High Soy Soybeans, and the Wisconsin Pork Association. 10:59 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Purdue 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership, from exclusive experiences to unique content. The Camp Randall Club gets you closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. Hey, Iacomelli, a 30-yard touchdown run. 10:59 remaining. It's a blowout at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 49, Purdue 6.
Yeah, and Braden Locke has been fantastic, especially really about the second quarter on. He had a couple of interceptions today, but one of the things we talked about, he's 50% completion percentage. So today he's at 65%. And he's thrown for 359 yards and three touchdowns. So it's just been an absolute, what do you always say, what did you always used to say on kicks? It's a hotel service or room service.
Room service.
This
room
has been kind of a Chamber of Commerce room service day for the Wisconsin Badgers.
All on a sun-splashed afternoon.
Yeah, what else could you ask for in Madison? Room service, sun-splashed elevators, whatever that means.
Up the elevator shaft. It's been a while since we've been able to chuckle in the fourth quarter. Gavin Lahm kicking off, and they won't bother returning it as it hit right of the goal line, dribbles into the end zone, and a penalty marker is down.
First down, Purdue. There's no foul in the play. It's first and 10.
Okay, just drop the flight.
He said, yeah, never mind. Let's go.
You know what? I got a flight to catch. Let's get the heck out of here.
It's a nice sunsplash day.
Okay, get down to the Union before you head out.
Absolutely,
nice
day. Yeah. Go home, get those grills going.
You know what? We're having a lot of fun, and this is a lot of fun winning. And this team needed that. You could just kind of feel the angst because of how the last couple weeks, you had the bye week and how last week finished. And, you know, vibes and how, you know, that whole environment, sometimes you need a day like today to kind of regroup and get that good positivity back into your locker room.
Ryan Brown, the redshirt freshman out of Clarkston, Michigan, in there at quarterback now. Played a snap in the goal-to-go situation in the first half, and a handoff for the right side, 25 to the 30-yard line, cutting left, 35 to the 40, 45-yard line. Ball is loose. It got knocked out. Braden Moore will fall on it. For Wisconsin, back at the 40-yard line of the Badgers, Jaheim Merriweather, a true freshman, had an impressive run until he lost control of the football, and Moore, the safety, is able to pounce. And that was, trying to see who that was.
Latu.
Latu, Latu forced it out.
Yep, and a big hole, nice run, but you didn't finish it, and give Wisconsin's defense credit, found a way to create another turnover on a perfect afternoon here in Madison.
And we will see Mabry Matoyer, the freshman, 6'4", 230 out of the Woodlands, Texas, a four-star recruit. He'll get some turns now in the fourth quarter, gets the snap. He'll hand off to Dylan Jones, another true freshman running back, crashes over the left side of the line to the 43-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of three. Dylan Jones, a true freshman out of Laurel, Maryland.
A lot of offensive, a lot of new guys. Looks like Mandel's in at right tackle. Everybody, I think Brunner is still in there at left guard, but yep. Wholesale changes up front as well.
Yeah, Kerry Kadenko, the center now, fifth-year senior out of Green Bay. 10:15 remaining, 49-6. Wisconsin leads Purdue as Matoyer on second down and seven for the Badgers' 43-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Matoyer gets the snap, reads, keeps, throws to McGowan off the right side, and he is thrown out of bounds at the 45-yard line of the far side. Badgers down to third and five.
Yeah, and this is always a tricky part of the game because obviously the game's in hand and you want to be respectful, but you also want to get your young players, you got to do the right things. And, you know, you don't want to run up scores and you want to be, you know, be the classy sportsman deal, but you also want to make sure these guys are making the right reads, doing the right things, and still these guys want to go down and score touchdowns, and we want to see it.
Yeah, we want to get some quality work for these guys. Kyan Barry Johnson, or the receiver, slot to the left, third and five. As Matoyer gives it to Dylan Jones off the left side, pulls through a defender at the 50, 45-40. Jones, 35-30, 25-20, down the sideline, 10. Brought down inside the 10-yard line. Dylan Jones making people miss, and then he hits another gear. First and goal at the 8.
Oh, really good patience by Jones. He pushes left side, the front side of it, cuts back, and I thought it was going to be tackled a yard short of the first down. He ran through a tackle, and what we've seen today is Wisconsin's athletes, especially against Purdue's secondary, that speed has really shown up. That was a nice finish to that run, long chunk run by Jones.
47 yards for the true freshman. First and goal at the 8. Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Here's the formation. Matoyer gives it to Jones again. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage and wiggles his way back to the 9. So instead of a loss of a couple of yards, he's able to get a little less damage out of that play. Second and goal at the 9 of Purdue.
Yeah, and I like this. You slowed the tempo down. You're turning clock. You still want to go out and execute the plays that you're calling, but you also want to make sure not up-tempo in this. Run that clock. Milk this down at the end of this game.
Second down and goal. Matoyer has Jones to his left, two receivers left, one on the right. Play clock is at 5. Matoyer will move Jones behind him now as Mabry takes the snap. Hands off to Jones, hit behind the line of scrimmage again. That was Silla getting him first. Jones losing a yard to the 10 of Purdue, where it's third and goal.
Yeah, that play was not executed very well. High snap out to the left, and the transfer, the penetration in the back, that was not very well executed on all fronts by Wisconsin's offense.
Ryan Barry Johnson checking back into the lineup for the Badgers, freshman out of Bowling Brook, Illinois. And placed the ball at the 11, in fact, of Purdue, third down and goal. Two receivers left. Chris Brooks out to the right. Matoyer has Dylan Jones to his right. Mabry takes the snap, looking to throw, four-man rush. Matoyer looking, steps up, avoids the rush, fights his way inside the 10-yard line, is rolled to the turf at the 9. The Badgers will send on the field goal team.
Yeah, that's good for our young quarterback to step up, kind of feel that pass rush, feel how you have to maneuver through a pocket. And I like the ball security coming through, because that's always one thing when you've been practicing, you've been doing things live action, you don't have a red or a blue protected jersey on, you're going to take hits. Was able to pick up some yards, setting up a field goal attempt here.
Nathaniel Vakos will try one from 26 yards away. From the right hash mark, here's the snap, ball down, and the kick is in the air, and it is good. Bakos connects. The Badgers break 50 here today at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24-7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses, details, and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 6:15 remaining, Wisconsin 52, Purdue 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Much to choose from, which is good. Braden Long's been pretty good today.
Yeah, I think for as much as I'd love to give the offensive line as a group, because I thought they had a fantastic day, Braden Locke's been great. You know, I know there's two picks, one of them completely not his fault, but we don't see this a lot at Wisconsin. 20 of 31, 359. Really, I thought was sharp the end of the second quarter on. He's been on it, and I think he's been a huge part of why Wisconsin has this big lead.
Davin Lahm kicking off, and again, no return. So the Boilermakers will start at their 25 with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play, 52-6. Wisconsin leading the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yeah, but it's been just a complete complimentary effort by all sides. You really got started with the muff punt. You know, it was kind of going back and forth, and I think we all expected Wisconsin's offense to have some success running the football today. They've been able to do that. And I think the key to this game, and I know you're going to say, oh, it's 52-6. What do you mean key to the game? Limiting on those turnovers, limiting them to field goals when if they score touchdowns, you never know how these games turn out. But when you can limit and then go down and get that touchdown before the half, I think that took a lot of the fight from these Boilermakers.
No, it makes perfect sense. There's a first down throw. Right side, Drew Bibber makes a man miss and then slips and goes down. Owen Arnett slowed him down. Bibber up to the 31-yard line at a gain of 6. Yeah, Purdue gets those two turnovers near midfield.
Yeah, 14-10 looks a whole lot different than 14-6. And then, you know, a little bit of mismanagement, but you can't really say mismanagement because you end up scoring a touchdown with 9 seconds left in the half. And it just, it makes such a difference, that little segment of the last 3-4 minutes of the half and that first kickoff, and Wisconsin executed it beautifully today.
Ryan Brown remains the quarterback on second down. He will give it off the right side. Elijah Jackson off the right side of the offensive line, across the 35, up to the 36-yard line, and a first down for the Purdue Boilermakers.
That's Lowry, just did a little jump swim inside from his left defensive end spot and gave Purdue a little bit of room off of that edge to pick up that first down.
Amari Snowden now in the secondary, playing the boundary corner. Chase Arnold on the wide side. And 36 of Purdue, first and 10. That's clear. The tight end motions to the formation. Reading it, keeping it. Brown getting away, trying to get away from Cheeks, and Brown trying to throw it away and incomplete. I don't know. He got outside the tackle box, but the pass didn't go beyond the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they'll call a sack here.
Yeah, they're winding that clock yet.
They sure are. They're winding the clock, but they haven't spotted the ball. And they're going to rule it incomplete, so they'll... Yeah, Luke Fickell not real happy about that. He's going to be incomplete. He may want a penalty here. They're also going to have to put some time back on the clock, I guess.
Or they'll just...
The 24-yard line, where it'll be second down.
All right, there you go.
Oh, instant review from up top. Yeah, I thought Cheeks did such a good job there of, you know, there's a lot of space. He gets his hands up in the air to not give him that option to throw the football and then to corral him. And he did get him to get his knee down before he was able to get rid of it.
So back now at the 24-yard line of Purdue. Second down and 22. Keeping it is Brown running left, and he gets belted across the 25-yard line. That was Amari Snowden getting over there. And they'll mark it at the 26 of the far side, and it's third down and 20. Down to 4:05 remaining. The Badgers in complete command, 52-6. Elijah Jackson, the running back. Andrew Sawinski, slot on the right. Here's a toss to Jackson off the